Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most communities these days are interested in attracting entrepreneurs, as well as revitalizing distressed areas of town. Our next guest has been working towards both of those goals with bold development projects in the upstate. Sean Hartness is CEO of Hartness Development. He joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Sean, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
Tell us how all of this got started.
Well, we got started in the development business back in 2013. We had some property on the east side of Greenville and had the opportunity to develop that property. That's what helped us form Hartness Development. And from there, we've had the opportunity to develop single family residences, some mixed use buildings. We have a boutique hotel, Hotel Hartness, that we've opened about a year and a half ago. So we're deep into the Hartness Development here on the east side of Greenville, a new urban community.
Well, tell us more about this Crescent project. I know those of our listeners who are in your area probably have heard of and seen and maybe visited the Crescent One building.
Yeah, so for those of you that are familiar with Greenville, Poinsett Highway has been a challenge area and part of town, a corridor where people drive Highway 25 from Furman back into downtown Greenville. Back in 1940, my grandfather had an opportunity to open a Pepsi franchise in the upstate of South Carolina. So he built a Pepsi bottling facility on Poinsett Highway, which is the building that we renovated and designated historic here and is now Crescent. So we have connections with Furman University, and they have the Hill Innovation Entrepreneurship Institute. Heard about that and started thinking about how we could contribute back to Greenville. Greenville's been great to us and our family, and got connected with Furman, and it kind of evolved from there into looking at a way to create a place, a very special place, an innovation district of sorts on the corridor. It happened to be in an opportunity zone, which is very favorable for startups and also for real estate projects like this. So we decided to figure out how to create an innovation district.
Okay, and so now exactly where are we? What have you created?
We have the Crescent Startup Community. Crescent One is this initial building. It's about a 50,000 square foot building. We've partnered with a fabulous group out of the Winston-Salem area, North Carolina, Flywheel. They have already occupied the building. They have about 26,000 square feet of the 50,000 square feet with offices, co-working areas, kind of a clubhouse of sorts with a coffee bar and also a significant conference component.
And I understand part of this involves an old textile factory?
It does. There's two sites, the initial Pepsi facility, and there was a site adjoining to it that was owned by a governmental agency in Greenville, and that was the previous location of the Piedmont Shirt Factory. The building was derelict and had to be torn down, unfortunately, but we acquired that four-acre tract, and we were able to work with the county of Greenville to get a street that bisected the project closed so that we could have one contiguous site. Interestingly, the Poinsett Shirt Factory was the site where Max Heller, one of our former mayors of Greenville, landed during the Holocaust in World War II. So he fled the Holocaust in Austria. He was sweeping floors, essentially, in this Piedmont Shirt Factory. And, of course, the rest is history for Max Heller. He was a fabulous entrepreneur, ended up running his own textile businesses, and ultimately was the mayor who had the vision to really take Main Street in Greenville, convert it to a two-lane thoroughfare, and got the revitalization of Greenville going. So Crescent, we really want to be a convening place for all the other entities that are already here. We have a great mix of government entities, organizations in Greenville that support entrepreneurs. We just felt like we needed a landing spot where all of these different interests could convene, hold conferences, pitch competitions, where we could bring solopreneurs, Main Street entrepreneurs, as well as high growth entrepreneurs into a petri dish of sorts where they could be cultivated, where they could be mentored, where the capital stack existed, so that we could retain talent from Clemson and Furman and Bob Jones and many of the surrounding universities and institutions, Greenville Tech as well. So keep them in the upstate versus them going abroad.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Honored to be on the show.
Sean Hartness is CEO of Hartness Development. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, and we will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.